Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, let's go to the highlights of this one. Your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is now the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing, quality, integrity, and customer care, serving Chicagoland since 1934. Well, turnovers were really the big story in this one. Penn State on their first series after kicking off to the Wildcats and forcing a three and out, twice came up short on short yardage situations. Second and one, no gain. Third and one, no gain. They punted on fourth and one, pinning the Wildcats back on their own 8-yard line. The Cats again went three and out, punted it back to the Nittany Lions, who took over near midfield, and this was the first of the turnover parade. Third down and three here at the 47 of the Cats. Two receivers left, one to the right. Singleton the back. Snap to Clifford. Hands Singleton right side. Inside the 40. Ball pops out. And the Wildcats have the ball. Just the second turnover of the year by Penn State. And the Cats come up with a fumble recovery. Jason Gold Jr. was the man who fell on that loose ball, we believe. No, it was Xander Mueller who fell on the loose ball. Nonetheless, Cats had it in a decent field position. They had to punt the ball back to Penn State. And this time, the Nittany Lions starting from their own 17-yard line, and yet another turnover. So Clifford looks over the NU defense, fakes the give to Lee, rolls to the right, looking, gets rid of the ball, and it's intercepted. A diving interception. Bryce Gallagher at the 38-yard line. Gallagher with the first interception of his career, the second straight takeaway by the Wildcat defense, and the Cats have it in Penn State territory at the 42-yard line. So the Wildcats with the ball, but this time they would return the favor. An interception thrown by Ryan Helinski gave Penn State the ball, and the Nittany Lions taking over at their own 40-yard line. Took them five plays to cash in. They got it down to the Northwestern 20. Second down and five here at the 20. They fake the toss. Clifford floats it down the right side. Got Strange at the 10. Bangs his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Fake the toss, then lofted one to Strange. Out on the right boundary, and he took it about 10 yards or so into the end zone. Clifford with his ninth touchdown pass of the year, and Penn State strikes first with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Yeah, it was 7-0 at the end of one. Into the second period, Wildcats had a drive going, starting from their own four. They got the ball all the way out to midfield, but lost the football there. Penn State would take over at the Northwestern 45. They would march it down the field. They faced a fourth and one along the way, converted that. They got it down to the Northwestern 2. First down, goal to go at the 2. Clifford in the shotgun. Gets the snap. And Singleton. Singleton stood up at the 1, fighting forward, and lunges into the end zone for the touchdown. He got in. Had to fight for that 2-yard gain. Singleton with his fifth touchdown, and Penn State leads it 13-0. 14-0 there, but the Wildcats weren't quite done. Penn State's next possession would end in a fumble by Singleton, but Helinski would the Cats turned it over again. Helinski, unable to handle the snap, tried to recover it, but it was recovered by Penn State, and the Nittany Lions would run out the clock in the first half. The Cats falling here 17-7. Our game marred by turnovers, five takeaways by the Northwestern defense, though. Cats had their chances, but couldn't quite convert when they had the opportunity in the fourth quarter to try to keep their chances going, and Penn State able to put the game away in the closing minutes and win it by 10 points.